Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode number 53 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. In today's episode, we're going to go through a recent case study that I put together for just your typical 65-year-old couple who just retired. Let's see how it worked out. Okay, so we have a 65-year-old couple who just recently retired in the middle of 2024. They have approximately about $1.4 million in non-qualified assets, meaning they've already paid the tax on that money. They have about another $1.1 million in qualified assets, meaning that's in an IRA or still sitting in 401s. The average allocation across all those accounts is about a 60-40 split between equities and fixed interest instruments. Now, some of their accounts had 100% all in stocks. Other accounts were pretty heavy and fixed. So kind of an average allocation across all of their different accounts in the portfolio was about 60-40. Now, the only income they have is a combined Social Security of about $70,000, which is pretty good before taxes and Medicare is taken out. What they were needing is about $110,000 spendable every year, and that's before their taxes and their Medicare. And then we looked at building in a 2% inflation increase every single year. Now we know some years are going to be higher, some are going to be less, so on and so on. But when you build these models, you kind of have to do it just on a consistent increasing percentage. So what happens once taxes and everything are kind of estimated in there, it really leaves a gap of about $5,000 per month. Now, the original strategy we looked at was just covering half of that income gap. Now, one question you may be asking is, okay, why did you look at only covering half of the income needs, which is about $2,500? And the main reason is I don't like to sticker shock people. What I want to do is present the concept of the Atlas Annuity strategy so they really get a hold of it and understand the brilliance behind it. And again, it's not because I'm that smart, but it's because there are very, very smart people who design these products. And once it's implemented into someone's retirement strategy and they get it, then they can take ownership of it. And it really gives them a peace of mind to say, okay, what if we put more into it? And we'll look at both of those outcomes, funding only half of the income need and funding the entire amount. Here was the strategy that I came up with. We were going to look at funding two separate annuities. The first one we would fund with about $246,000, and that would pay them a guaranteed $2,500 a month for the next 10 years. The second annuity that we would fund, again, at the time of funding of the first one, we would only use about $190,000, and we would take advantage of the 10-year deferred roll-up rate. So that same $190,000 would get them $2,500 a month guaranteed for life, no matter how long they live, starting at the beginning of year 11, right after the first annuity stops paying them. Now, the reason we did it that way is because it actually saved them about $3,000 doing it that way instead of just putting an entire lump sum into a single annuity. And you know, when you have $2.5 million, $3,000 isn't a make or break deal whatsoever. But if I can get them a better value, I'm going to do it. Okay. Even though that costs a little bit on my end. You know why? Because I want to win their business. I want to win their trust. So if there's a cheaper way to do it at all for the exact same outcome, I'm going to show it to them. The other benefit is it will actually extend the death benefit for that lump sum of money that we're splitting between the two annuities versus putting it all into a single annuity and having that death benefit chopped away right out of the gate. That second annuity has an entire amount sitting there for the full 10 years. And then once we start getting the income from it, then the death benefit starts to get whittled away over time, but it will make the overall amount last longer. The other thing we looked at was changing the average allocation in the rest of the portfolio to more of an 80-20 equity and fixed instrument versus the current 60-40 they have. Now, again, you always want to speak with a securities licensed advisor before making any type of decision like that. But we can run the numbers just to see what it'll look like. And then another thing that we looked at was testing Roth conversions, because they have a lot of money in qualified accounts that eventually, when those RMDs start to hit on them, it could cause some potentially negative effects on their Medicare premiums by kicking them into a higher tax bracket. So again, with Roth conversions, we can test it to see what it'll look like. But before you ever make a decision like that, speak with a licensed tax professional. Okay, we can run numbers, but the actual meat on the bone before you pull the trigger and something like that, talk with your CPA. Okay, so how did this all turn out? Okay, now if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple, I'll try to verbalize this as best as possible, but you may want to go back and watch this on the YouTube channel so you can see these graphs that we're looking at. Now, the graphs here, the red line that you're seeing is what they're currently doing. The green line is implementing the annuity into the Atlas annuity strategy. Now, we're always going to look at basically two different scenarios, a worst case scenario and a best case scenario. The worst case scenario, we're going to run back tests as if we went into another year 2000 type market performance. Okay, so doing what they're doing right now with the red line, even if we go into what I call the nuclear scenario, they're going to be totally fine for the rest of their lives. And I like to tell people that, if that is the case, that, hey, even if you never do business with me and you just keep doing what you're doing, you're going to be totally fine. But the question is, can we make it better using the Atlas annuity strategy? And the end all result was yes, to the tune of, over the time period and into their early 80s, to the tune of a difference of about $500,000 more just in their net worth. So that's a significant increase by doing nothing but implementing some guaranteed income in addition to their Social Security. The other main benefit was the reliability of income. And if you forget what that stands for, that is what percentage of the income needs is covered on a guaranteed basis. So the red line is showing just their Social Security. The green line is now implementing the annuity along with their Social Security. So now we've taken the reliability of income up to 80% in the early years. And you can see with inflation, it starts to fall, but it is always over 60%. But the biggest difference that they're going to benefit from is their discretionary liquid assets. Again, if you haven't listened to previous podcasts on what that is how much money do they have that they can just dip into to go buy a boat or an RV or take their family on a vacation or buy a second home. This is discretionary money that is no longer tied up to produce the income that they would need with their standard retirement plan. Here's what's interesting. If we go into a negative sequence of return scenario, so the market starts to crash in the next several years, they lose all discretionary liquid assets basically for the rest of their lives. Okay? Why? Because all of that money, and remember, they have about $2.5 million. All of that $2.5 million must stay invested to continue to produce the income that they will need for the rest of their lives, effectively locking up their money. One of the biggest concerns people have with annuities is that they're afraid their money's going to be, quote, locked up. What happens, though, is because the annuity is carrying such a large load of the income needs and doing it at a higher level than what they can get just using a 4% withdrawal, effectively the annuity frees up a bunch of their money because now they need a smaller portion invested to continue to produce the additional income they need in addition to Social Security, and the annuity. Hopefully that makes sense. The key point, if we go into a downturn early in their retirement, they have no liquidity. And if they do dip into that portfolio for something extra above the income, it basically screws up the entire income plan for the rest of their lives. Now, I always say, I can't be a hypocrite because a lot of annuity people out there sell on fear. I don't ever want to sell on fear. I want to give you actual numbers. So if I'm going to show you a worst case scenario, I need to show you a best case scenario too. So this, we can go and back test of what the market did starting in 1995, where it had five huge, huge years of returns. So my main concern is, am I hurting them in opportunity cost by putting the annuity into the portfolio? And as you can see, in the early years, over the next 15 years or so, it's a deadlock even outcome, okay? Doesn't hurt or improve their net worth. However, as time goes on, you can see the net worth having the annuity in there starts to pull away to a ridiculous amount to over $10 million in the early 90s. And then again, all the other indicators improved as far as reliability of income and discretionary liquid assets. Again, this is a perfect scenario if everything goes gangbusters in the market early in their retirement. The main point is we did not inflict any opportunity cost over the long term. In fact, we greatly improved it. Now, like I had mentioned earlier, I show them a plan to cover half of the additional income need on top of Social Security. The gentleman actually brought it up to say, okay, well, what happens if we cover all of it? So basically, let's get him a guaranteed $5,000 per month. Did putting more money into the annuity improve or worsen the outcomes? Let's check it out. So again, we're going to start with the worst case scenario, the red line. Again, doing exactly what they're doing. That line's not going to change between these two scenarios of covering half the income or covering all of it. But the green line is putting basically twice the amount of money into the annuities to double the guaranteed income. Same strategy as before, two separate annuities. We just put twice as much in. What happened over time, even in a worst case scenario, is that their net worth is more than $500,000 more, covering the entire income need. The reliability of income, meaning how much of it is going to be on a guaranteed basis, starts at 100%, and then with inflation, obviously, goes down over time, but for the majority of their life is over 80%. And then their discretionary liquid assets also went way up by providing an extra $500,000 in discretionary liquid assets. Now, the main question is, why? Why did that happen? Again, it's because when you allow the annuity to cover and carry the vast majority of the income needs, we assigned a purpose to it. It's doing a very specific job. And the rest of the portfolio now can be freed up to do what it's supposed to do best, which is growth and opportunities. This is why I always go back to purpose of money. If the purpose of the money is to provide income, then let's get you the most effective way to get you guaranteed income, which is an income annuity. If a portion of the money is for growth and opportunities, then let's have that money perform in that function. And that's why you can actually get more aggressive with the rest of your portfolio and do something like an 80-20 type of allocation, because the actual income that you need in your pocket every month is now covered on a guaranteed basis. So you can ride the ups and downs of the market. And again, we're seeing a huge difference in a worst case scenario. But again, let's see how a best case scenario turned out. So what I found interesting about this is in a positive sequence of returns, so the market's going straight up when they retire over these next couple of years, there really wasn't that much of a difference whether we funded half of the income need or the full income need. So this is very much a no harm, no foul situation. But we know with our worst case scenario, we come out way better. In a best case scenario, hey, no harm, no foul. We didn't cost any opportunity, and we didn't necessarily make it any better if they only funded half the annuity. So at this point, this is when I put the ball in their court. You guys decide what is best for you and what gives you the most peace of mind. Doesn't matter to me. It's your money. I'm going to help you do whatever you want to do. So again, if you're listening to this on the podcast on Spotify or Apple, I apologize. I know there are some visuals in here that probably didn't make a whole lot of sense. So if you have time to go back and watch episode 53 on the YouTube channel, go back and do it because those visuals are very compelling. But let's do kind of a 30,000 foot view summary here. Again, we had a 65-year-old couple. They need $110,000 spendable in their pocket every year. We looked at two different scenarios of either funding half of the projected income need and covering the full income need. Putting the extra money in the annuity to cover the majority of their income need greatly increased the outcome in a worst case scenario. And then there was a no harm, no foul in the best case scenario. But I want people to understand, because you may be saying to yourself, oh my God, these people had $2.5 million. I don't have anything near that. Or you could be looking at this and saying, that's all I have is $2.5 million. What I want people to understand is that the math is the math. The Atlas Annuity strategy works no matter if you have $500,000 or $5 million saved for retirement. The outcome is the same, just at different levels, depending on your personal situation. So everybody, that was another Atlas Annuity strategy case study. And I hope you found that helpful, because every strategy that I put together is customized for you. It is going to be directly designed for you and your specific amount of money that you have and your specific needs. The best way to find out if this is going to be a good fit for you is to go and book a short phone call at atlasannuity.com so we can get your questions answered. If you are finding this information helpful, or if you know somebody that could benefit from this information, then please do us a favor, subscribe to the podcast, like it, turn on the notifications, share it, all that good stuff. We greatly appreciate it. The majority of our business comes in from this type of information. So the more people that see it, the more people we can help. Everybody, thank you again for joining me in episode 53 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. This is Marty Becker, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. All information presented is for educational purposes only and is not a recommendation to implement any tax strategy, nor is it a recommendation to buy, sell, or transfer any security or insurance products. Atlas Financial Strategies Incorporated is an insurance-only licensed entity, and any decisions to buy or sell securities should be discussed with a licensed securities advisor, and any tax strategy should be discussed with a licensed tax professional. Past performance of any strategies or products mentioned are not a guarantee of future returns. For any other questions or concerns, please go to www.atlasannuity.com.